90 million developers, the world's most exciting startups, and 90% of Fortune 100 companies built, scale, and ship secure software on GitHub. Find a plan that works for you at github.com. Let's build from here.
This is your tech news briefing for Friday, November 18th. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. The collapse of FTX shocked the crypto industry, and it's had devastating consequences for investors and current and former employees. Many of those staffers learned about the exchange's deteriorating situation and possible misuse of company funds through news reports. And now they're dealing with fallout that's both public and personal. On today's show, our reporter Alexander Osipovich joins us to discuss the fate of FTX's employees. That's after these headlines. And starting with FTX, in the company's latest bankruptcy filing, its new CEO, John J. Ray, says in his 40 years of experience, he's never seen anything as bad as FTX. And that's saying something. Ray has helped oversee some of the biggest bankruptcies ever, including Enron's. He took over FTX from its founder, Sam Bankman-Fried, last week. The new filing paints a chaotic picture of the crypto company's finances. In it, Ray writes that the company can't trust prior financial information produced by Bankman-Fried. He says he's never seen such a, quote, complete failure of corporate controls, and that too much control was held by a very small group of inexperienced people, including Bankman-Fried. Meanwhile, FTX is gearing up for a fight with securities regulators in the Bahamas. Regulators there want to control the company's bankruptcy proceedings through FTX's locally based subsidiary, and they have challenged the company's Chapter 11 filing in Delaware. According to people familiar with the matter, FTX's management is likely to fight to keep the case in the U.S. Our finance reporter Julie Steinberg has more.
Both FTX's exchange and FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried relocated to Nassau in September 2021. That's according to court documents, and which form the basis of what the Bahamas regulator is arguing. The regulator is saying that although FTX comprises a seemingly complex structure, the entire FTX brand ultimately operated from the Bahamas. So the regulator is saying it needs to take swift action to protect the platform's customers, creditors, and other stakeholders, has sole jurisdiction, and completely rejects the validity of FTX being under U.S. bankruptcy protection.
We'll talk about what the chaos and uncertainty around FTX means for its workers later in the show. Activision Blizzard is ending most of its online game services in China next year, as the company winds down its partnership with China's NetEase after 14 years. That means games like World of Warcraft, StarCraft, and Diablo III will not be available there. Sources say the two companies disagreed over how Chinese players' data is controlled. The end of the partnership comes as China's video game sector grapples with tighter regulations, fewer government licenses for new games, and a slowing economy. Lab-grown chicken cleared a major hurdle this week, bringing it a step closer to grocery shelves. The Food and Drug Administration says it reviewed chicken grown from cells by Berkeley, California-based Upside Foods and found it safe to eat. It now has to get approval from the Agriculture Department, which oversees the meat industry, before it can be sold in the U.S. 8 former SpaceX employees have filed charges against the company with the National Labor Relations Board, alleging they were wrongfully terminated. The former employees say SpaceX let them go because they were part of a group that raised concerns about CEO Elon Musk's behavior online and about SpaceX's internal culture in a letter to executives. A SpaceX spokesman didn't respond to a request for comment. In June, after the letter was sent, we reported that SpaceX president Gwynne Shotwell told workers it was a distraction and that the company terminated some employees over the matter. And Theranos founder Elizabeth Holmes is set to be sentenced today for her criminal fraud conviction. In January, a jury found Holmes guilty of defrauding investors by lying about Theranos' blood testing technology. Sentencing guidelines require the judge making the decision to consider the equivalent of life in prison for offenders who are guilty of fraud conspiracies as big as the one Holmes was convicted of. Prosecutors are asking for 15 years in prison. She is asking for leniency. All right, coming up, as the FTX crisis unfolded, many of its workers learned what was going on through social media posts and news articles. Where are they left now that FTX has collapsed? We'll discuss after the break.
90 million developers, the world's most exciting startups, and 90% of Fortune 100 companies build, scale, and ship secure software on GitHub. With automated workflows, out-of-the-box CI/CDs, built-in AI, supercharged collaboration tools, and embedded security throughout the developer workflow, GitHub is the best modern software development platform in the world. It lets teams focus on what really matters, making their vision a reality. It's a place for anyone, from anywhere, to build anything. Find a plan that works for you at github.com. Let's build from here.
The collapse of FTX has caused pain for customers and the crypto sector at large. It was also a massive blow for FTX's roughly 300 employees, many of whom held a stake in the company or owned its in-house cryptocurrency, FTT. The Wall Street Journal spoke with more than a dozen current and former employees, many of whom said they were stunned by FTX's swift demise and shocked by the alleged misuse of customer funds by its founder, Sam Bankman-Fried. Joining us to discuss where this all leaves FTX's workers is our reporter, Alexander Osipovich. Hi, Alex. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
So you spoke with FTX staff. What was it like for them at the company before the collapse?
It was a pretty good place to work. They got paid well. They thought that they were part of this idealistic enterprise because Sam Bankman-Fried was so associated with philanthropy and the movement called effective altruism. He pledged to give 1% of the exchange's fee revenue to charity. So these people thought that they were doing good, working at a fast-growing company that was going to change the world.
Obviously, things didn't work out so great for the company, but how did employees of FTX find out about the collapse and the allegations of misuse of customer funds that have been made?
The employees were basically blindsided by everything that went down. Very, very few of them seem to have known about the misuse of customer funds. It appears the knowledge of that was kept tightly within a small circle of executives, the founders around Sam Bankman-Fried. All the other employees I've talked to said they didn't suspect anything, so they were utterly shocked. They basically found out that it was happening the same time we in the public did, through tweets and media reports and things like that. And one of the big complaints that the employees had last week, as FTX was trying to sell itself and things like that, they weren't hearing anything from management. Sam came in with some belated updates over the company Slack channel, but they were very frustrated they weren't hearing anything sooner.
And can you tell us what their reactions were as they did find out about the collapse and some of the actions that were taken by Sam Bankman-Fried and other executives?
We have sources who told us that one FTX executive, Ryan Salami, actually threw up when he learned about the misuse of customer funds because it was such a shock to him. There are other employees who quit. In fact, I would say many, perhaps most of the staff quit over the space of a few days. They didn't want to be associated with the FTX anymore. They submitted their resignations. It was sort of a rush for the exits. And many people sent Sam angry messages or expressed their discontent over chats or even over Twitter in one case.
The fallout, though, for these workers, it goes beyond losing their job, doesn't it? Weren't a lot of them investors in FTX as well?
Yes. This was financially ruinous for a lot of these employees. Many of them had taken the opportunity to buy FTX equity. There were different opportunities of doing that, and sometimes they got it as bonuses. And all that equity was wiped out in the bankruptcy. In addition to that, some of them actually were big holders of the FTT token, which is a cryptocurrency created by FTX itself that has almost completely collapsed in value during all these events. And lastly, many of the international employees actually were paid by direct deposits to FTX. So instead of getting direct deposit to the bank, they got paid by deposits to the exchange, FTX.com. And so when FTX.com froze to its customers, the employees also couldn't withdraw their money.
FTX has its headquarters in the Bahamas. Is this the case both for the expats who were working there and for the Bahamians who were employed by FTX as well?
Well, the collapse of FTX had somewhat different impacts on the expatriate employees in the Bahamas and the local hires. The local hires were excited about this new industry that was coming to their island, and some of them spent thousands of dollars to buy FTX equity, but generally they weren't in senior roles. They were in sort of logistics, compliance in some cases, and they were, of course, very disappointed by the events that happened. In the case of the expatriate employees, these are usually people who are fairly well off or successful in their own right, and they essentially responded by leaving the island. Some of them had trouble as they were leaving. For instance, they had FTX credit cards, and the credit cards in some cases were declined as they were trying to fly out of the Bahamas to go back to New York or Hong Kong or other places.
You know, a lot of customers really put a ton of faith and trust in Sam Bankman-Fried. He was seen as this sort of good voice for the crypto industry before this all happened. What was his reputation like inside the company? And, you know, how are employees feeling about that changing now?
So I would say inside the company, generally, people believed that he was a good guy. The sort of myth that you've seen about him outside was true inside the company. They thought that he was driven by ethics and philanthropy, and he and his sort of inner circle talked a lot about effective altruism and maximizing the value of the things that they were doing. There were some kind of quirks that I think weren't really apparent to the outside. He wasn't always the best manager. He ran a very flat organization. And so as FTX grew, he became kind of this bottleneck, and everybody needed to get Sam's approval to do anything. And sometimes he was kind of unresponsive. And there was also, I think, some resentment of some of the inner circle around him as having too much power. But on the whole, I think that people were generally pretty happy to work there.
So what's the future then for workers who have left FTX and for those who've stayed with the company?
My understanding is not that many people have stayed with FTX. There are a small number of people who are helping to wind down the business and help the new leadership of the company that was put in charge after the bankruptcy proceedings began. The people who have left, I think, will have something of a challenge because their reputations have been tarnished. Even if they knew nothing about the misuse of customer funds, they feel like they now have this big toxic patch on their resume. They're also worried about potentially being targeted in lawsuits and investigations and things like that, and are fearing that that might consume their lives for the next few years at least.
All right, that was our reporter, Alexander Osipovich. Thanks so much for joining us, Alex.
Thanks very much for having me.
And that's it for Tech News Briefing this week. Our producer is Julie Chang. Our supervising producer is Chris Zinsley. And I'm your host, Zoe Thomas. Thanks for listening and have a great weekend.
I'm Paul Gigot, and you can join me, Kim Strassel, Kyle Peterson, and our colleagues on the Potomac Watch podcast each Monday through Friday. And don't forget to hit that subscribe button on your favorite podcast app.